In the year 1900, a team of sponge divers paused on the island of Antikythera to wait out a storm. Deciding to search for sponges off the island's coastline, a diver named Elias Stadiatos slipped into the ocean and began to explore. Little did he know that he was about to unlock the path to an ancient secret that would forever change the way we understand the history of science and technology. Imagine Mr. Stadiatos for a moment, wrapped in a canvas suit, drifting deeper and deeper beneath the surface of the ocean, the only audible sound his own breathing inside the copper diving helmet and the gentle whoosh of the compressed air supply. He sees dim figures on the seabed nearby and moves toward them. But suddenly, the abstract shapes take form and a heap of rotting corpses and horses are visible through the haze. Of course, this turned out to be not corpses and horses, but the wreck of an ancient cargo ship containing many bronze figures and statues. Exploration and recovery continued for 2 years, but it was not until May of 1902 that the most extraordinary discovery was made. The remains of the ship which had given the sponge diver so much fright were to yield one of the most important and mysterious technological artifacts of all time. I'm Laura Hall, and this is the story of the Antikythera mechanism.